Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Commissioners proclaim October Domestic Violence Awareness Month. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. At their regular meeting last week, the Campbell County Commissioners passed a resolution proclaiming October Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Shauna McWilliams, Prevention Educator Coordinator for the Gillette Abuse Refuge Foundation, addressed the Board of Commissioners to request the proclamation, which they do annually. This year, representatives from GARF decorated trees along the busy roads around Gillette, as well as the courthouse, with purple ribbons to serve as a reminder of the victims who experienced domestic violence in our community. According to their website, in January 1982, the Gillette Abuse Refuge Foundation, GARF, began providing services in Campbell County. Staffed with 12 volunteers, GARF provided services to 62 adults and 85 children in the first 4 months of operation. In March 1982, GARF received funding from the state of Wyoming. The funding allowed GARF to expand services, and in October 1982, GARF was able to purchase a safe house or shelter for victims of family and sexual violence. In the last fiscal year, they provided services to 2,000 victims and housed 250 women and children in the safe house. Services they provide today include community education, crime victims compensation, support groups, children's programs, protection orders, life skills programs, and more. The proclamation provided the following information. According to the National Center for Injury Prevention and Control, domestic violence, also known as intimate partner violence, is a serious crime that affects people of all races, ages, gender, and income levels. On average, 24 people per minute are victims of sexual assault, physical violence, or stalking by an intimate partner in the United States. Over the course of 1 year, that equals more than 12 million men and women. Children exposed to domestic violence are believed to be abused and neglected at a higher rate than the national average. According to the Department of Justice, 9 out of 10 children who are exposed to domestic violence in their lifetime are eyewitnesses to the event. Those who are exposed to violence may suffer from difficulties with attachment, regressive behavior, anxiety, depression, aggression, and conduct problems. They may also be more prone to dating violence, delinquency, further victimization, and involvement with the juvenile justice system. GARF says prevention efforts should start by promoting and modeling healthy and respectful relationships and creating emotionally supportive home environments. For more information on the services GARF provides, visit their website at garfyo.org. There is also a 24-hour crisis line at 686-8070. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.